Welcome back. In this lesson, we're taking a dirty, exciting Reese patch that started in session view and turning it into a clean, controlled, arrangement-ready bass part in Ableton Live 12 for that jungle and old-school DNB vibe. And just to be clear, when I say clean, I do not mean polite. I mean tight, focused, mixable, and strong enough to survive a full breakbeat arrangement without turning into low-end soup. The big idea here is simple. Session view is where you discover the bass idea, and arrangement view is where you make it work like a record. That means we're not just pasting a loop across the timeline and hoping for the best. We're shaping energy, carving space, and making the bass evolve with the drums. So let's start where the idea begins. In session view, build or choose a MIDI clip that already has a good attitude. For old school jungle and darker DNB, you usually want something that feels syncopated and a little conversational. It should leave room for the kick, the snare, and the break accents. If your bass line is constantly talking, the track gets fatiguing fast. If it breathes, it hits harder. A really good starting point is a 1 or 2 bar loop using Wavitable, Operator, or Analog. Wavitable is a strong choice if you want that classic Reese movement. Start with a saw-based or gritty analog style table, then add a few voices of unison, maybe 2 to 4, with a moderate to tune. Keep the filter fairly controlled, not wide open. You want attitude, not a giant fuzzy cloud eating your whole mix. Now here's one of the most important advanced moves. Split the bass early. Don't try to make one patch do everything. Instead, separate the sub from the Reese. You can do this with an instrument rack, or duplicate the track if that's easier. One chain is your sub, and the other is your mid-bass Reese. Your sub should be simple and dead solid. Think sine or triangle, mono, minimal processing, no stereo nonsense. Put utility on it and keep the width at 0%. If needed, low pass or simply keep the oscillator clean and pure. The sub lives in the bottom region, roughly below 80 to 120 Hz, and its job is to support the root notes without drawing attention to itself. Your Reese layer is where the movement lives. High pass that layer so it's not fighting the sub. Around 90 to 140 Hz is a good zone to start checking, depending on the patch. Then add some gentle saturation, maybe a little drive, just enough to bring out harmonics and aggression. The point is to make the Reese speak in the mids while the sub anchors the bottom. The separation matters a lot in DNB because the kick and break need room to breathe. If the bass is too wide or too active down low, it will step all over the groove. And in jungle especially, the drums are not just a backdrop. They're part of the lead performance. Before you even think about arranging, clean up the source patch. Listen for stereo smear in the low mids. Watch out for too much reverb. That's a classic way to make a bass sound huge in isolation and useless in the track. Also check for MIDI buildup around 200 to 450 Hz and harshness up around 2.5 to 5 kHz if the Reese is getting pokey. A good habit here is to use EQ8 on the bass bus. High pass only the Reese chain, not the sub. Dip that boxy low mid area if the patch feels cloudy. And if the bass is harsh, don't go crazy boosting or cutting all over the place. Make 1 or 2 focused moves and then listen in context. Another advanced habit, if the patch feels alive in session view, consider resampling 4 to 8 bars of it. Print it to audio. That gives you a committed version of the bass that's easier to edit surgically in arrangement view. This is one of those moves that instantly makes a production feel more finished, because now you're dealing with actual phrases instead of endlessly tweakable MIDI. Now let's move into arrangement view. When you drag or record the bass into the timeline, do not let the loop just repeat forever. That's the trap. A great session view idea can become boring fast if you don't turn it into a real arrangement. Think like a DJ record. Think in energy envelopes, not just clips. The arrangement should have shape, a clean intro, a controlled build, a proper drop, and then a switch up that keeps people engaged. A strong old-school DNB layout might start with 16 bars of filtered drums or break texture, then a short bass tease, then a full drop. The exact bar count can change, but the principle is the same. Introduce the bass like it matters. Let the listener miss it a little before it arrives. Once the bass is in arrangement view, start editing the phrasing. Shorten note tails if they're smearing into the next hit. Leave micro gaps on purpose. Old school jungle often feels better when the bass is slightly incomplete. That tiny gap before or after a snare accent can make the groove feel heavier than a non-stop sustain ever could. This is where the bass starts interacting with the break like a conversation. If the snare lands, maybe the bass answers just after it. If the break has a fill, maybe the bass ducks out for a beat so the fill can speak. You're not just writing notes. You're designing call and response. Now let's talk movement. A static Reese drops fast. It may sound mean, but if it stays the same for 8 or 16 bars, the energy flattens out. So automate it. In arrangement view, add automation to key parameters like filter cutoff, resonance, saturator drive, wave editable position, or even utility width on the upper layer. Keep the low end mono the whole time, but let the upper harmonics open up a little when the section needs more intensity. A really effective trick is to open the Reese gradually over a 16-bar section. Start darker, then let it become brighter and more aggressive toward the peak. Or do the opposite after the peak and pull it back. That contrast is what makes the section feel like it's breathing. Another strong move is to make the last two bars before a switch up slightly more open or slightly more distorted, then pull everything back down. You don't need a giant riser every time. Sometimes a small filter shift and a short bass dropout hit harder than a huge cinematic effect stack. And remember, in DNB the bass should be tied to the drums. Automate changes so they land with the snare phrases, break fills, and section changes. That's what makes the arrangement feel intentional instead of decorative. Now, before you get too deep into tone movement, check the space. The breakbeat is the star in many jungle and old-school DNB tracks. If the bass fights the break, the whole thing loses its snap. So if you hear muttonness around 200 to 350 Hz, carve it a little. If the snare loses impact, shorten the bass note, or move the hit a few ticks earlier or later. Tiny timing edits can do more than heavy processing. And here's a great teacher tip. If your bass feels wrong, reduce note count before reducing processing. A lot of advanced producers reach for more EQ when the actual problem is too many notes, too much sustain, or phrases that are too crowded. Simpler rhythm often fixes the mix better than another plugin. If the groove needs a little more swing, use the groove pull carefully. Be subtle. In DNB, too much swing can make the bass feel lazy or late. You usually want the bass locked in with the break, not drifting behind it. Once the MIDI part is behaving and the arrangement is making sense, freeze it in some form. Resample or flatten it to audio. Audio gives you precision. You can cut it into phrases, trim tails, make tiny crossfades, and adjust the arrangement like a proper record. This is especially useful if your bass has a lot of movement. You can chop it into a 2-bar call, a 2-bar response, a 4-bar extension, or a 1-bar fill. That kind of structure gives the track momentum, without needing a brand new sound every 8 bars. Now let's add the classic old-school jungle twist, the switch-up. After the first drop section, don't just repeat the same bassline. That's where tracks start to feel looped instead of composed. Build a switch-up around bar 41 or 49, or wherever it makes sense in your tune. You could mute the sub for 1 bar, push the filter resonance a little higher, change the rhythm, or bring in a chopped audio repeat. You can also slightly increase saturation, or add a short echo throw on the last note of a phrase. Keep it controlled. The goal is tension, not chaos. One of the best old-school moves is subtraction. Pull something away before the next big section. Remove a harmonic layer. Thin out the top end. Mute the bass for a beat. Let the absence create impact. In jungle and DNB, space can hit harder than another layer. At this point, do the full reality check. Loop the intro, drop, and switch up. Listen like you're a DJ mixing the record. Does the bass enter with impact? Does the drop leave enough room for the break? Is the sub present but not bloated? Does the Reese evolve every 8 or 16 bars? And most importantly, does it still work when you turn the volume down a bit? That last one matters a lot. If the bass only feels strong when it's loud, the mid-range character probably isn't doing enough work. Good Reese design should still communicate at lower monitoring volume. Also, mono-check the bass. Use utility or spectrum if needed. If it collapses in mono, there's too much facey stereo information in the low mids. Narrow the Reese, reduce modulation, or keep the stereo width focused above the sub-region only. The whole point here is to make a bassline that works in a real arrangement, not just in a soloed sound design demo. So to recap the workflow, build the idea in session view, split the sub and Reese early, clean up the source, move it into arrangement view with a real phrase structure, automate movement over time, leave space for the break, and then commit to audio when you need precision. That's how you get a clean Reese that still feels raw, and properly old school. If you want a quick practice challenge, do this. Make a 2-bar Reese loop, split it into sub and mid layers, add a little saturation to the mid, drag it into arrangement view, and build an 8-bar drop. Make bars 1 to 4 simple, then give bars 5 to 8 1 varination or rest. Automate the filter darker to brighter, check mono, and make one fix if the low end gets fuzzy. If you can mute the drums and still hear the bass arrangement evolve from section to section, you're doing real composition work, not just looping a sound, and that's the mindset. In drum and bass, the bass line is not only sound design, it's arrangement design. Keep it clean, keep it controlled, and keep it alive.